Chapter 9. There is no answer, apostrophe said Nicholas, laying the parcel on a table beside him. Newman said nothing, but folding his arms, and thrusting his head forward so as to obtain a nearer view of Nicholas's face, scanned his features closely. No answer, apostrophe said Nicholas, speaking very loud, under the impression that Newman Knox was deaf. Newman placed his hands upon his knees, and, without uttering a syllable, continued the same close scrutiny of his companion's face. This was such a very singular proceeding on the part of an utter stranger, and his appearance was so extremely peculiar, that Nicholas, who had a sufficiently keen sense of the ridiculous, could not refrain from breaking into a smile as he inquired whether Mr. Knox had any commands for him. Knox shook his head and sighed, upon which Nicholas rose, and remarking that he required no rest, bade him good morning. It was a great exertion for Newman Knox, and nobody knows to this day how he ever came to make it, the other party being wholly unknown to him, but he drew a long breath and actually said, out loud, without once stopping, that if the young gentleman did not object to tell, he should like to know what his uncle was going to do for him. Nicholas had not the least objection in the world, but on the contrary, was rather pleased to have an opportunity of talking on the subject which occupied his thoughts. So, he sat down again, and, his sanguine imagination warming as he spoke, entered into a fervent and glowing description of all the honors and advantages to be derived from his appointment at that seat of learning, Dotheboys Hall. But, what's the matter, are you ill? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Nicholas, suddenly breaking off, as his companion, after throwing himself into a variety of uncouth attitudes, thrust his hands under the stool, and cracked his finger joints, as if he were snapping all the bones in his hands. Newman Knox made no reply, but went on shrugging his shoulders and cracking his finger joints, smiling horribly all the time, and looking steadfastly at nothing, out of the tops of his eyes, in a most ghastly manner. At first, Nicholas thought the mysterious man was in a fit, but, on further consideration, decided that he was in liquor, under which circumstances he deemed it prudent to make off at once. He looked back when he had got the street door open. Newman Knox was still indulging in the same extraordinary gestures, and the cracking of his fingers sounded louder than ever. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.